what's your end goal? What's your budget? And really, what are your resources? Do you have the resources for somebody to manage your creator campaigns and connect with people through the messaging there? Or do you want to just throw some money at it and have somebody else do it for you? Both options are available.
You're listening to the Keep Optimizing Podcast to increase your traffic, improve your conversion rates, and grow your profits.
Hello and welcome. I'm Chloe Thomas, the host of this e-commerce marketing focused podcast. If you're not familiar with our format, well, every 5 episodes, we switch our focus to a different marketing method. It could be email or SEO or Facebook ads, and we pick up the thread from the last time we covered it. And then in each episode, we release a new one every Wednesday. I get to interview a different expert to explore another piece of the latest advice on making that marketing method work for you. At the moment, we are picking up our marketplaces thread again. Yes, we're not. Well, we are talking marketing, but we're not talking about marketing to drive sales on your store. We're talking about marketing to drive sales of your products on someone else's marketplace. And this episode is another one about Amazon. Well, it's the big one, isn't it? So we have lots of things to talk about on it. And this time we are talking about influencers on the Amazon platform. Now, we're not talking about getting people on Instagram to send people to your Amazon listings. No, we are talking about getting influencers on Amazon to create content that gets put on Amazon to increase conversions on your page. It's super clever. There's a lot of cool angles on it for brands, and my guest is an absolute expert on it. So she's going to give you all the insights and all the tips and tricks so you can make it work for you. Do make sure you listen right to the end of the episode so you don't miss out on her quick fire insider tips answers and also my take on it all and some other ways we can help you improve your marketplace's sales even more. Are you using Yotpo for your email and SMS campaigns? Then you will already know that they're sunsetting their email and SMS service at the end of this year. I know, not the news you wanted this close to peak, is it? So over on the e-commerce tech website, we're putting together a couple of blogs to help you to navigate it all and turn this surprise into a brilliant move for your business. One that maybe even can increase your peak performance. To get the blogs, just go to keepopt.com/yotpo. That's Y-O-T-P-O. There you can read my 4-step plan to make the most of the situation and get a roundup of advice from email marketing experts about what you should do. That's keepopt.com/yotpo.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only $10 every day. Now that's finger-licking good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.
In this episode, I'm chatting with Marketplaces expert Kathleen Coble. Kathleen is an Amazon selling expert. She spent the last 15 years helping over 1,000 brands to launch and grow on the platform. 3 years ago, she doubled down on the Amazon influencer opportunity, both earning over $250,000 in earnings herself and helping other influencers create better content and, most importantly for all of you lot, helping brands recruit and manage the right affiliates for their programs. Hello, Kathleen.
Hi, Chloe. Thank you so much for having me.
It's very cool to have you on. As I was saying to you before we got started, I know very little about this particular topic. So I'm very pleased we've got someone with such experience in the area to educate our audience and me. So thank you very much for agreeing to do it. But first off, 15 years ago, how did you get into Amazon and marketplaces?
Oh, yes. So 15 years ago, I don't know if, you know, anybody was buying things or selling things on Amazon 15 years ago, but way back then was when you could only buy and sell books. That's how Amazon got started, right? And so 15 years ago, now I'll date myself, I had just graduated with my master's degree and I was looking for some, you know, I've always been entrepreneurial. I had a full-time job, but I was looking for ways to make some extra money. And I discovered Amazon. I had all these textbooks that were very expensive to buy, right? And I knew maybe if I could try to resell these books, Amazon seems easy enough. I could make a little cash. I had just gotten engaged, so I was saving up for a wedding. And I set up my books to sell on Amazon. And within 3 or 4 days, I had made $500 selling all of my books, which I didn't need anymore, which I didn't really expect it to be that quick and that easy. Now, keep in mind, this was 15 years ago. It is a different platform now, but that's how I got started. And it really just kind of piqued my curiosity. And I'm like, this is interesting to me. I want to learn more about this. So kind of fast forward over the next few years, I learned how to sell on Amazon. I was working for an entrepreneur at the time. I was launching his products on Amazon. And after doing that for quite a few years, I got pregnant, had my first baby, and my time became so much more valuable after having my daughter. And so I decided, you know what, I can do this on my own. And so I left working for that company and I went and started helping other brands manage their Amazon marketplace channels. And I did that for quite a few years, built up a really nice agency. I had great clients, a really great team. Everything was going great. Money was great. But I was on these client calls for 8 hours a day, 10 hours a day. And I just felt like I was kind of stuck where I was. Even though I was self-employed, it was like I had, 100 bosses and those were my clients, right? So there really wasn't a whole lot of downtime and I just needed something easier, different, more passive. And so one day I was fixing a client's product listing page and I discovered this video on there of somebody who was promoting their product. And I didn't know who the person was. I didn't understand why they were promoting my client's product. And how did this video get on our product listing page on Amazon? So I dug a little more and I discovered that this was the Amazon Influencer Program. And Amazon had just in the last year or so allowed people to earn on-site commission, meaning as an affiliate, you could apply to become an influencer as well and then upload your content to Amazon. And then Amazon would place the videos and photos on product pages. And then it works the same way as the affiliate program, right? If somebody watches my video that's living on the Amazon product page and then buys the item, now I'm earning that commission. So when I discovered this, I almost thought it was too good to be true. So I'm like, why is Amazon allowing us to put our content on their website and we get to earn from it? As an Amazon seller of 15 years, I was like, huh. This seems, I don't know, it seems too good to be true. Because it seemed too good to be true, I called up some of my closest friends and colleagues that were in the Amazon space, told them about it. None of them had ever heard of it or discovered it yet. And we all decided, wow, we really need to try this. So, I kind of passed off the reins of my agency to a couple of team members and really just dove in and created great videos. I used my background as an Amazon seller to do product research to find the products that I knew I could create a good video for and earn a lot of money on. And so very quickly, I was able to scale to multiple thousands of dollars in commissions earned with just really a few videos. And the rest is history. And now I've been doing it for quite a few years. I also teach people how to do it. I also now connect brands with influencers that I teach how to do it. So it's really become my main gig now. And I'm loving it because it's flexible. It's semi-passive, and I get to work now with both sellers and influencers.
I love the fact you, despite working full-time on Amazon, in America, where everything gets started on Amazon. I mean, like if you're in the UK, fair enough, stuff dribbles over here and we don't always hear about it. But like in the primary marketplace for geographic marketplace for Amazon, and you only found it by accident. I think that's kind of indicative of how the influencer piece has evolved. I'm sure we'll get into that in a minute. But one quick question for you. I'm sure some of the listeners are going, but it's my product page. Why am I having to give money to the affiliates? But I'm assuming the influencer affiliates commission comes out of Amazon's cut, not out of the brand's cut. So the brand still gets the same money, don't they?
Yes, exactly. So the brand is not paying extra. It's all Amazon. That's the money coming out of Amazon. And, as a brand, you kind of pay that with your 15% fee that you're paying Amazon for every sale. And that's why Amazon charges sellers that money so that they can pay affiliates. But you're correct in that, we don't necessarily have control over where that content shows up. That's up to Amazon, but the seller is not paying the influencer through this particular model.
And on the basis that UGC, user-generated content, should increase your conversion rates and your sales, there's no reason for a brand not to be interested in the Amazon Influencer Program, is there?
Most definitely, because there's nothing really... I mean, I guess you could say if somebody makes a bad video or maybe they don't tag your product right, but at the end of the day, most influencers are creating just very honest, authentic videos, and it's helping the customers because yes, they're watching your brand video and they're maybe skimming through your product listing page, but now they have this independent third-party person who's also showing it from their viewpoint, maybe a little bit more relatable to that customer. And, you know, I did a lot of case studies, especially early on, and it only increased sales. I saw no product pages where it actually decreased sales after I would put a video up on there.
So the nuts and bolts of this program are, there's the Amazon affiliate program, which I think we're all aware of. People can sign up to the affiliate program. They sign up, then kind of upgrade themselves into the influencer piece, and then they can create content that lives on Amazon and commission off that. From a brand, how do they manage that? Are they able to log into a portal on Amazon to encourage people, or do they have to do this off Amazon and try and hunt them down? How do they go about doing this? Because it's quite different to normal influencer stuff.
Yeah. So I think the biggest thing is that, you know, influencers are going to make videos for your products, probably regardless of how much effort you put in. Obviously, the more effort you put in, or if you already have a product that's selling well, influencers will find it and probably make a video or two about it. But there are a couple of different ways that as an Amazon seller, you can work with influencers, but you do not have control over what influencer videos and content actually gets placed on your product listing page. That's all up to Amazon to decide at the end of the day. But as an influencer, the way we are kind of targeting is that we're tagging the ASIN, right? So if I make a video about my amazing stand-up desk, when I upload that video, I'm tagging that ASIN. And so then Amazon then knows to put that video on that ASIN product listing page. The seller doesn't have any control over that particular piece, but there are multiple different ways that sellers can connect themselves with influencers in order to create more relevant content to connect with these influencers and say, hey, I really need help with, you know, this product page, or we're doing a product launch, so can you create videos for this product? And one of the best programs is through Amazon called Creator Connections. And that allows sellers to basically set up a campaign where they decide what products they want to include, how long they want this campaign to be, and then they do have to offer additional commission for each sale. That program, now the sellers are paying the influencers, but they're able to decide, do I want to give an extra 10%, 15%, 20%? And they're also allowed to not only see all the influencers' content and information, but they can communicate with the influencers directly through the Amazon portal. So I always tell sellers and influencers to kind of start there, because you're only paying per sale. And as a seller, right? And then you can start vetting these influencers and create more long-term relationships, especially if you find a good one that just loves your brand. Now you can start communicating with them off Amazon and working out those brand deals on your own too.
Got you. So it sounds like if we're a brand is already drowning in Amazon influencer content, you know, when they go on their listings and every single listing's got at least one, there's nothing that they proactively want to do because they can't guarantee to the influencer that it goes on their product page. But if you're someone who's going, well, we've got none of that, and that would be great. We've got brilliant products that are very video friendly that would work really well for them to go and sign up to Creator Connections and create their first mini campaign to see how it all works. Kind of seems like a no-brainer.
Total no-brainer. That's why it's one of my favorite programs within Amazon it's the only one within Amazon that connects sellers with influencers, but I think it's such a smart program for Amazon to have because it really just creates a win-win-win relationship for all three parties, sellers, influencers, and Amazon.
Which is obvious.
Right.
And you mentioned about how in Creator Connections, as the brand owner, you need to put some cash up as well in terms of additional commission. But does that only last for the length of the campaign? So if you're running a 3-month campaign and someone's created this video, they'll get that bump for the 3 months. But after that, their video will earn them standard commission. Is that the way it goes?
Yes, you are exactly correct. And the other thing that as a seller, you can do is set a budget. So during that 3 months, you can say, I want my campaign to be 3 months long. I'm willing to pay the influencers an extra 10% for the next 3 months. But also, I only have $5,000 to do that. So you can put a budget on $5,000. And once that $5,000 is done, even if it's before the 3 months are up, then Amazon will stop your campaign.
Got you. And I came up with the random 3 months. And as we've already discussed, I know nothing about this. So what's a reason? What would a good first timer's campaign look like?
3 months is a good way to start, especially if it is your first campaign. I like 3 months because you can always create another campaign if it works. You can always create a second campaign that's longer with a larger budget. You can have multiple campaigns per product. But I know as an influencer, we are looking for the longer the campaign, the better. So when we see campaigns that are a year long, I think that's the longest you can do right now as a seller is create a campaign that goes over a year. Those are the first ones that get snatched up because now we know as an influencer that we are able to earn that extra commission for a year, right? Whereas I see some sellers doing maybe 2 week campaigns, 3 week campaigns, even a month. It's just not enough time for an influencer, if they don't already have your product and they haven't already created content, it's just not enough time for an influencer to be enticed to get the product, try it out, create the content. By the time that happens, the campaign is going to be over in a week or two. And then it's kind of all for nothing because there's no guarantee the seller is going to reactivate the campaign or restart it.
It's so different from standard influencers, where usually we're talking about a transient piece of social media that flies past in about 30 seconds. And here we're talking about year-long campaigns, but it's also so similar to standard influencers in that you need to have, you think of it as a partnership and have respect for both sides. But then that then becomes, well, how do I get the best out of my influencer? How do I attract the best influencers? And I can totally understand if you're creating content that you want to deliver over a long period of time, you're not going to go for a 2 week campaign. You know, you're still in admin mode in the first 2 weeks. Then we go to a 3 month or a year long campaign with a decent budget behind it. You're like, well, I could do a video for this tent or for this tent. Is that why I always use tents as an example? I hate camping. Anyway, tents always seems to come to mind. So you could have tent A or tent B, both paying similar amounts of money per sale. And one of them's going to pay you for a year and one of them's going to pay you for 3 months. I mean, the best affiliates who know how to play the game, the best influencer affiliate, they're going for that year-long campaign every time, aren't they?
Most definitely. Most definitely. And that also encourages influencers not just to create content and upload to Amazon, but also to put their content on their social media channels, whether it's TikTok, Instagram, Pinterest. And so, you know, the longer that campaign is and the higher the budget, the higher the payout for the influencer, the more they're going to want to post even more because any sale that comes in, whether it's on Amazon or it comes from off Amazon, will still qualify for that influencer to be able to get paid that extra commission. So it really just makes them more excited to keep pushing their content out to all the different channels that they have available to them.
Of course, they had to sign up to the affiliate program to become influencers. So they're already stacked up, ready to do the off Amazon links back my commission. So why wouldn't they be doing that? It's like an extra bonus as the brand owner.
Exactly. Yep.
So if we start with a creator connections campaign to make those connections, obviously, then you mentioned about if you find a good influencer who works well with your brand, you'd go off Amazon and start emailing, etc. with them. I would assume that's to go, well, you've done product A, we have products B to Z, let's start working through them. Is it literally that simple or are there other elements we should be thinking of at that point?
It literally can be that simple. It's really then up to kind of the seller and the influencer to negotiate what works best with them. And influencers, yes, they love additional commission, of course, but they also love to be paid upfront for their content, right? This is their job. This is what they do. They create content. And so while it still can be very lucrative to make content that just earns you commissions, I mean, that is the definition of affiliate marketing, right? But now when you are able to present, you know, flat fees for videos as a seller, you can take a little bit more control, right? And say, I would like a 2 to 3 minute horizontal video that highlights, you know, these three benefits. And as long as the influencer is willing to work with you on some of those requirements, you can get some really great content from these influencers that are honest and authentic, but also hit all the right pain points and the benefits that you want to make sure to feature in your UGC content in order to help your customers be able to better understand, is this product going to work for me, right?
And obviously the influencer is going to be controlling the addition of that content onto the Amazon platform, but presumably you can strike the deal so you can use that same content across your own Instagram, your own ads, your own website even, because you're building a stronger partnership with the influencer.
Absolutely. You can negotiate with them and say, you know, can I use this for my Instagram channel, or can I buy the rights to your content so that I can put it up on my website? Things like that, right? And influencers are very open to helping the sellers as long as, again, it's a win-win, you know, arrangement.
Any other tips or tricks we need to know about this before we dive in?
There's so many. You know, I think it really depends on your goal, right? Is your goal a new product launch? Okay, then you probably want to create a creator connections campaign within Amazon, because it's going to be exposed to the thousands of influencers that are checking this platform pretty much every day. Is your goal to get more UGC on a product page that maybe has been stagnant over the last few months? Then you may want to find influencers on your own, reach out to them and kind of coordinate that content a bit better. And there are other platforms that do that. There are other services that can match you with influencers. But I like the Creator Connections campaigns because it's within Amazon. It gives you a lot more exposure. And then you can really, as a seller, really have a handle on those parameters and stop the budget if it's not working, or cut off the amount of influencers if you run out of inventory, say.
Got you. And if we've reached kind of ninja level, so we've got past our, you know, our first couple of campaigns, and we want to move beyond the fingers crossed, the best affiliates happen to see our listing in Creator Connections, how do we go about finding Amazon affiliates offline? Because you can't search on LinkedIn for them, I don't think, anyway. So how do we find them? What are the best methods for zeroing in on, I don't know, the best home and garden people or something?
You know, I would say, honestly, places like Fiverr are a great, great spot to find influencers, because they'll set their pricing. You can vet their content already. So I do like Fiverr. And then there are other agencies. So it also depends on how hands-on or hands-off you want to be, right? If you're going on Fiverr, you or someone on your team is now communicating and vetting with people. But there are also other companies, myself included, where we partner with brands and we vet the influencers for them. So we will get the criteria from the brands that say, we want, you know, three influencers in the DIY niche who, you know, specialize in XYZ. Here's our products. Go find us the best influencers to create the best content for our products. And it's a bit more of a white glove service. But if that is what works best for your business, there are lots of places where you can do that. Like I said, including, you can check out my website. We've got information to help sellers do that as well. But, you know, it's kind of just like a progression. But I always like to say, like, what's your end goal? What's your budget? And really, what are your resources? Do you have the resources for somebody to manage your creator campaigns and connect with people through the messaging there? Or do you want to just throw some money at it and have somebody else do it for you? Both options are available.
Got you. And is it available in all Amazon territories now, the Amazon affiliate program?
The Amazon affiliate program is in most, if not all, Amazon marketplaces. The Amazon influencer program is in the majority of them. The best place to look is if you Google Amazon influencer program sign up, there's a drop down then that will list all the different countries. So it is in all the major Amazon marketplaces like UK, US, Australia, Canada, all the European countries, India, you know, a lot of the bigger places. But Creator Connections and on-site commission is not available in all these places. It's very much focused in the US, and Amazon has been rolling it out. Sometimes we'll see influencer videos on product pages in Canada or the UK, but sometimes we won't. They're not always there. Amazon is testing, but Creator Connections, I do know for sure, is only available in the US right now on the US platform, but you can still be a seller in the UK and have a US Amazon seller account where you're selling in the US, and then you would still have access to creator connections that way.
All about where the product is listed.
Yes, exactly.
We have to assume sooner or later they'll roll it out, because they usually do. So
they definitely will. I think it's just a matter of time. One of my influencers is UK based, and she is very involved in Amazon. She goes to their studio that they have, and she has said that they are planning on rolling out creator connections probably in the next 2 years.
Awesome. Okay, Kathleen, thank you so much for letting us pick your brains about Amazon influencer marketing. Listeners, remember to stay tuned right to the end, because you do not want to miss out on Kathleen's insider tips on marketplaces, as well as my suggestions for other ways we can help you improve things even further in your businesses. Are you using Yotpo for your email and SMS campaigns? Then you will already know that they're sunsetting their email and SMS service at the end of this year. I know, not the news you wanted this close to peak, is it? So over on the e-commerce tech website, we're putting together a couple of blogs to help you to navigate it all and turn this surprise into a brilliant move for your business. One that maybe even can increase your peak performance. To get the blogs, just go to keepopt.com/yotpo. That's Y-O-T-P-O. There you can read my 4-step plan to make the most of the situation and get a roundup of advice from email marketing experts about what you should do. That's keepopt.com/yotpo.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy original recipe chicken for only $10 every day. Now that's finger-licking good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.
Okay, Kathleen, so far we've gone deep into Amazon influencer marketing. Now you get to wow us with your insider knowledge about the whole of marketplaces. So for the following questions, your answer can be anything to do with marketplaces, which of course does include all the things we've already been talking about. Kathleen, are you ready?
I am ready.
Excellent. Let's start with newbie advice. If we've inspired someone to take their first step, what do they need to know to give themselves the best chance of success?
You know, I think with this as newbies, I think a lot of people start out and they're learning things and it's hard. It's not easy, because when we're newbies at anything, and I have 3 kids, so I'm very familiar with helping newbies become okay with things being hard and not knowing. So, you know, especially with marketplaces in general, but also whether you are a newbie at selling on Amazon or you're a newbie Amazon influencer, I think the important thing is to just keep trying and keep going. Don't give up when things get too hard, because that's when 98% of people give up. So if you can be in that 2% of people that just keeps going and keeps trying, you're going to be successful. With the Amazon Influencer Program, I tell people to keep trying, because Amazon allows us to apply as much as we want. You know, people are like, how do I get in the Amazon Influencer Program? You do need to connect to social media, but also if you don't get in the first time, you can literally apply every single day until you get in. Keep building up that social media channel. Keep trying. I have people that tried for 2 weeks and got in. I have people that tried for 3 months and finally got in. So it's all about what you put into it. You get what you put into it, but don't give up just because you're a newbie and things get hard, because you will be able to find some sort of success if you just stick with it.
Nice. Now, once you've started, of course, you've got to keep optimizing. So what's your favorite way to improve performance?
My favorite way to improve performance is research. It's going to sound really nerdy, but as an Amazon seller, as an Amazon influencer, with millions of products available on Amazon, you really do have to put in some of the work and do the research in order to figure out what products are going to sell well for me as an Amazon seller, what products are going to convert and sell well for me as an Amazon influencer before I just start selling whatever I want in my Amazon store or creating content for anything and everything in my house as an Amazon influencer. If you take that extra time and do the research, it's going to give you a higher percentage likelihood that you will be successful and be able to achieve the goals that you're going for.
you can make so much more by promoting the right product than promoting the wrong product. Same as finding the right influencer or not finding the right influencer. Okay, if someone listening wants to learn more, is there a cheap or free resource you would recommend?
Yes, yes. I would say if you're interested in learning more about how to become an Amazon influencer, I have a free masterclass on my website. It's kathleenkoble.com/masterclass. It's totally free. It takes you through my 5-step system to basically knowing nothing about the Amazon Influencer Program all the way to how can you actually scale to be able to make this a 6-figure per year income stream for you. So definitely check out that masterclass if you want to learn more about how to become an Amazon influencer.
Nice. Love that. Okay. Finally, crystal ball time. What's coming up in the next 6 to 12 months that we should be getting ready for?
So it is August as we are recording this. In the next 6 to 12 months, for me, it's Q4. You can never prepare too early for Q4, especially as a marketplace seller, being in the e-commerce game. Q4 is where 80% of revenue typically comes for e-commerce brands in October, November, December. And, you know, that kind of trickles into January as well. But it's never too early to prepare for Q4. And the more you plan and prep, again, the more successful you're going to be. You're going to be able to make sales. You're going to be able to earn commissions because all of these people are on Amazon. All these people are on marketplaces. They're buying stuff for holidays, gifts, all that. So you don't want to sleep on the Q4 opportunity. And I like to start prepping over the summer, which seems early, but it always pays out much better if I do that.
Brilliant advice. And the summer is definitely not too early to start prepping it all. Kathleen, we are very nearly at the end of the show. So could you please let the listeners know where they can find you and your business?
Yes, yes. You guys can find me at my website, kathleenkoble.com. You'll find the free masterclass there. You will find resources for sellers where you can connect with influencers. I mentioned that white glove service. We do have that available as well. If you go to kathleenkoble.com/seller, you'll be able to check out some of our resources to connect you with influencers. And I would love to have everyone come visit the website, join the email list so I can send you my weekly newsletter with resources for both influencers and sellers, because my goal is to connect us and make sure that we're all successful together.
Brilliant. Kathleen, thank you so much for enlightening us all about the world of Amazon influencers. I really, really appreciate it. Thank you for being here.
Thank you so much for having me.
What a fascinating and very cool channel for making more sales on Amazon. I think, yes, at the moment, you can only do it for products listed and selling in the US, but clearly this is coming to the UK and Europe at some point in the near future. And if you're selling in the US, as I know an awful lot of our listeners are, but who are based in the US and not based in the US, this is definitely worth giving a go to, especially as we get closer and closer to Q4. You can find the links to all those things Kathleen just told us about and the full transcript of this episode, important notes and more at keepoptimizing.com. You can also use our special direct episode short links. Just put keepopt.com/ the number of this episode into the URL bar and you'll be redirected straight to the right episode page. When you get to the website, you could also add yourself to our email list so you don't miss out on any of the many other things we share to help you improve your business. Now, if you like this episode, then do check out episode 271, which is in this little mini series, where we're talking about the full Amazon marketing stack. Because obviously, if you're interested in growing sales via the influencer on affiliates, you're interested in growing sales via all the marketing channels on Amazon. So that's what that episode is all about. And you can also find our full thread of marketplaces content by scrolling up your feed or using the short link keepopt.com/marketplaces to dive into all of that. Please do tell your fellow marketers about the show because I want to help as many of you as possible to improve the performance of your e-commerce marketing. Have a great week and make sure you listen to the next episode so I can help you to keep optimizing your marketing.
Access everything Keep Optimizing at keepoptimizing.com. That's with an S, not a Z.
Are you using Yotpo for your email and SMS campaigns? Then you will already know that they're sunsetting their email and SMS service at the end of this year. I know, not the news you wanted this close to peak, is it? So over on the e-commerce tech website, we're putting together a couple of blogs to help you to navigate it all and turn this surprise into a brilliant move for your business. One that maybe even can increase your peak performance. To get the blogs, just go to keepopt.com/yotpo. That's Y-O-T-P-O. There you can read my 4-step plan to make the most of the situation and get a roundup of advice from email marketing experts about what you should do. That's keepopt.com/yotpo.
This is the story of the one. As a maintenance supervisor at a manufacturing facility, he knows keeping the line up and running is a top priority. That's why he chooses Grainger. Because when a drive belt gets damaged, Grainger makes it easy to find the exact specs for the replacement product he needs. And next day delivery helps ensure he'll have everything in place and running like clockwork. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.